Calle 13, the Puerto Rican hip-hop and alternative reggaeton duo, has been nominated for 5 different Latin Grammys. And joining me to talk about Calle 13 and the other nominees is Billboard magazine writer Leila Cobo. She joins us from member station WLRN in Miami, Florida. Welcome to Tell Me More, or as they say in Spanish, Dime Más.
Dime Más. Thank you, Mandalit. It's nice to be here.
Thanks. Well, let's talk about Calle 13. In English, that means 13th Street. It's a duo of half-brothers René Pérez, who goes by the name Residente, the resident, and Eduardo Cabra, or El Visitante, the visitor. Let's take a listen to their song, No Hay Nadie Como Tú. There's no one like you.
En el mundo hay micrófonos y altoparlantes, hay 6,000,000,000 de habitantes. Hay gente ordinaria y gente elegante, pero, no hay nadie como tú.
This is their third album. They've already got a Grammy Award and 5 Latin Grammys under their belt. Now they're poised for more. Leila, what do you make of Calle 13?
Well, Calle 13 is very much a Latin Grammy darling. They have been from the beginning because their sound was very different when they first came out. They were ostensibly reggaeton, but they weren't. You know, they're very eclectic rap and urban. His rhymes are really, really funny and interesting and irreverent, and they have a different sound from anyone else. And now, you know, they have 5 nominations, which is more than anyone else. And in this particular song, they teamed up with Café Tacuba, the alternative Mexican group. So I imagine that the kind of the merge of Urban and Café Tacuba gave them, you know, a lot of votes and recognition among the voters.
Speaking of different genres, there seem to be a lot of musical collaborations these days by the Latino and the non-Latino artists. One of the other nominees is Wisin y Yandel, the Puerto Rican reggaeton duo that's collaborated with Paris Hilton, of all people, and the rapper rapper Akon, and in this song, 50 Cent.
Yes, they, Wisin y Yandel are hugely, hugely popular. They sell extremely well in the Latin marketplace. And for the past couple of years, they've been making inroads and collaborating with different mainstream artists. And the 50 Cent collaboration was actually earlier this year. And they have big respect for each other, 50 Cent and Wisin y Yandel. And they do interesting stuff. You know, it's a very commercial group, but very good, catchy songs. And they do collaborations with different people. They have a remix with Enrique Iglesias as well. So, you know, they're fun.
So, Leila, who else are you rooting for this year at the Latin Grammys?
There were other names I would have liked to see that are not here. But let's see, in the main categories, in the Record of the Year category, the Calle 13 song is very good. Then there's a song by Luis Fonsi called, the Puerto Rican crooner Luis Fonsi, called Aquí Estoy Yo, which is really interesting because it's a quartet with 3 other pop singers, and it's done very well in radio, but it's also very well done. He's a very fine musician. And then Laura Pausini from Italy, who also sings in Spanish, and of course she has this gorgeous voice, so basically anything she does is nice. And she's up for Record of the Year and for a Female Pop Album of the Year as well.
Were there any surprises or real big disappointments in this year's Latin Grammy nominations for you?
Well, I think most of the main categories are surprising, I gotta say.
Really?
I was surprised by the Ivan Lin simply because I don't know the album. So I would have thought that I would know the albums that were out there. The Mercedes Sosa surprised me in the sense that I knew that album was out there and I'm anxious to hear it, but I haven't. And Alejandro Lerner is a surprise to me. He's out on an indie label now, although he's a fantastic singer-songwriter and great composer. And there were people like Ricardo Arjona, who's up for singer-songwriter, but he's not in any of the main categories. Many of the bigger commercial names who also, there's a lot of commercial names who happen to do good music too. And I feel that they're maybe less represented than they should be.
So, Leila, what song should we end this segment with?
Well, let's end it with something that you haven't heard yet. And Andrés Cepeda's Día Tras Día is a major hit in Colombia. And this is a guy who's a troubadour. He puts on a great show. He plays guitar. He's very likable. He's very warm. And he sings these very intimate songs, and it's a nice little departure, I think.
Día tras día, day after day. The 10th round of Latin Grammys will be awarded in November. Thank you again for joining us. Leila Cobo is director of Latin content for Billboard and the author of a new novel, Tell Me Something True. Thank you, Leila.
Thank you, Mandalit, for having me.